I'm going to give you the word that came because I felt pressed to bring it out here. 10:8. We had on 10:4, and then we had 10:8. Transformation comes when the spirit and the bride are one. This is a day of transformation for those who cling to my precepts. Rest in my glory and allow the transformation to take place. It is a coming together of the body, joining in prayerful worship and healing of the soul to cause total transformation. It is my goal for you this season. Let my rest permeate all of you, spirit, soul, and body. Watch what I can do. Watch what I can do. For you and through you. Transformation for my glory. Transformation for my glory. Transformation for my glory. And all of God's people said, Amen. You know, God does not ever get worried about us because he knows the end from the beginning. But today, I was really pressed of the Lord to listen to Joseph Prince this morning. In fact, I was up extremely early. In my book, my body wanted to rest, but my spirit said it's time to sneak out of bed. So I sneaked out of bed, and Joseph Prince was on, and I did get blessed mightily. By part of his program was on Romans 8. So I want you to come with me to Romans 8. And I want you to really look at your Bible to see what it says, because it's important. How many know people can transcribe a Bible and understand one thing, but someone else can transcribe something else and add a little to make it comfortable? To add a little is not your job, but somebody decided that that's what they should do. So I will tell you up front that what I'm about to show you, you might need a pencil. Because what it does is you should be able to put a pencil mark. And if you notice, I got actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Bibles in front of me. So that's pretty good supply, right? But I'm going to read to you Romans 8, 1. And it says in the King James, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Now that's very logical. And it fits right in. I will give you the Amplified. Romans 8, 1. "Therefore there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit." And then they even give you a confirmation in John 3, 18. However, I've heard this before, but never as clear as I'm about to show you. When you go to the NIV, it says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And there's a B or a footnote, okay? But some later manuscripts, okay, "Jesus, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit." So they give you the addition if you want to put it in. The Living Bible says, "So there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus." Period. Revised Standard says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Period. So somebody wanted it to be a legalistic, you do the homework and there will be no guilt. So they added it to make it comfortable for their religious traditions. And that's scary. What Joseph Prince said this morning was, the experts of today have all agreed that the King James and the Amplified are both wrong. And the international footnote should not be there. That should never have entered our Bible. That was somebody making it comfortable, so that they could continue teaching their works program in order to cancel the work of faith. And wow. How many know one little period, one little notch can make it truth or can make it into a works program? How many have ever been on a works program? Okay? So now he said this is something that he had to face because he had so much criticism about the gospel of what? Grace. Now, Mike informs me that he had a little problem at his home. Would you share what happened at your house today? Because I had no clue. You came in to tell me.
Well, it was kind of embarrassing in the sense that I get home today and the phone wasn't working. And we have our phone and our TV on the same bill. Well, we forgot to pay the bill. With everything going on, just, you know, things happen. Turned on the TV just to double check it. There was one program that would only come on, and that was Joseph Prince. Needless to say, our bill has been paid. We paid it before we came.
What do you think that did to me when I knew that this was what God had put on my heart this morning? And I says, Lord, this is secondhand. That's, you know, somebody already have it. He says, they need to hear it from you. And you needed to hear from the Lord that that was never intended. And it proved that I was on target when this one came in and says, oh, yeah, sure, you know, this one always has the answer. No, that one can have the answer. That one can have the answer. That one can, any one of you can have the answer. Because God confirms himself with what?
With his word.
Something else. How about signs and wonders? Signs and wonders. Now, his TV wouldn't work on one station only? Did he need to hear it? Okay. God got me out of bed this morning. Why can't he get the TV to work for him?
Well, it's just like your windshield wipers that
day. Exactly. Exactly.
Was it the same message?
Exact same one he's talking about right now.
I asked him. I said, was he talking about Romans 8:1? He says, yeah. I said, well, I've got all these Bibles telling me to be looking. So again, take your pencil and mark that line so that you will remember there may be other additions to make people comfortable in your Bible. Don't ever say, oh, it's perfect because King James made no mistakes. Baloney. People are the ones that make mistakes. Okay?
Are you saying that the NIV is wrong too?
The NIV footnote.
Just the footnote.
Just the footnote. Is wrong. Because it puts guilt back in. It puts a work program back in. Now, if you actually go a little bit deeper in the same chapter, it says again that... Let's see. Thirty. For those he thus foreordained, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified. not you, by walking straight. Acquitted and made righteous, putting them into right standing with himself, and those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition or state of being. Not by walking after the Spirit, which again puts a guilt complex on those who are trying so hard to be perfect. So look at your neighbor and say, welcome to the human club. You may make a mistake. It's called sin. It's called missing the mark. But if you condemn yourself, you're silly. Because God says there is no condemnation. For those who are in Christ Jesus. And you qualify.
Woo!
Doesn't that give you a liberty? I mean, when you take... Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just... Now, I didn't share this with everyone, but I remember I told Pastor Ken, because I was crying when I called you, so I was outside of that church, and I'll never forget that church as long as I live. And I told you to too. And it... Okay, so long story short, I went to a Pentecostal church because a friend invited me because she had a drama. The Lord revealed a lot of things there, and they were not connected to the head, which was Christ, at all at that church, but that's okay. I looked them up, by the way, and I learned what I needed to learn, but one thing that really stuck out to me was that they were saying that all other churches were wrong because they were following other Bibles and not the King James Version, and when you pointed that out, that struck me. Because they said that was supposedly the most accurate and the first Bible, and that it can't be wrong, and it's other people who make it wrong by to that kind of thing. It caught my eye when you said that.
That helps,
because I've never seen her so upset in that day, or heard her that upset.
She got stabbed in the back.
Stabbed everywhere else.
You know, my biggest irritation was Christians when I first came to the Holy Spirit. Because I saw the double standard. I saw the legalistic. I saw all the laws and rules and regulations that you had to coordinate in order to fit in. And it bothered me just so that, you know, I said, Lord, there's got to be something wrong here. And the Holy Spirit, of course, as you know, has to make you unlearn stuff. And so I had to unlearn a lot of things. I wasn't comfortable with it. I found that I was having a lot of discomfort with my soul, mind, will, and emotions. My spirit was at peace because I could feel the love flow when the Lord was in process. But when the critics were on the job, I just couldn't comprehend it. But it was a war that I was learning was between the rules of man added into the Word. And I said, oh Lord, where and what? Now, just pray for a moment. Okay. In 1993, I was in Kansas City, Missouri. A prophet of the Lord went up to the pulpit one evening, can't remember what day it was. This was like a 4 or 5 day thing, 4 days or whatever. And he gave a word of knowledge about a lady who had a ministry and she was involved with pottery. And he named her by name. And When he named her by name, it was by revelation knowledge. And she screamed at the top of her lungs because there was about 2,000 people there. And then to kind of put the crown of glory on the situation, he said, and you will be ministering to this body tonight. Now, she was accustomed to being in small little groups doing her pottery thing. And she did come up to the podium that night, and she gave an incredible lesson, and it impacted me. Because she was trying to tell us that God puts us on the wheel, and when we don't fit quite the pattern, he knows how to readjust the clay. And, of course, I was very familiar with I Am the Potter, You Are the Clay, that song that we sang in those years. Mm-hmm. Well, I should say many years later, because this is after 2003 or 4. This same lady was in West Haven, Connecticut. And I had the privilege of going there with three others, people from the House of Prayer. And she prophesied over me. She had never prophesied over me, but she did prophesy over me that night. And she said that God would use me to break down walls of tradition. Well, if you think that it fit me at that time, no, it did not. Do I see it now? Yes, I see it now. I see it more and more as the Lord confirmed what she was given by the Lord. I'm not looking to pat me on the back, but I'm trying to tell you something. When the Holy Spirit has a plan for your life, he is not going to leave you dry. He's going to bring in a little bit of water and a little bit of water and a little bit of water. Living water, as you need it to keep yourself going. Because if you go down like our sister tonight, okay, and you get to that place where you're hurting and there's a lot of pressure and the emotions are starting to rule, how many know what I'm talking about? Okay? You need an infilling of that same living water to bring you back up to where you need to be. And so at that time, it was a very difficult time in my life. And I'm not trying to cry on the situation. I'm just saying it was hard. And the emotions were trying to overwhelm the spirit. But God's grace was there. And of course, you know, this lady, I had a respect for because I had seen her give out that incredible message that first night. And she was crying through the whole thing because she said, I've never ministered to this degree. And she was shaking. You could see her legs just vibrating like in the wind. But that made it so much more of an impact on me. All right? I had never been to Kansas City. I wanted to be there to see my friend John Paul Jackson. And I ended up telling him that, you know, we were still waiting for the kids. I told him that was the first time that I told him that his prophecy had come true, that I did have two more sons. They happened to be grand. And I did approach him. We did connect. We spoke. The gift was that this lady was prophesied over that she would touch the world. And from that day forward, from 93 on to 2003 or 4, which was like 10 years, she went all around the world, ministering what God had given her as a gift. And she thought she was a failure because, you see, she never really ended up creating pots. Because that's what you go to college for, to learn pottery. It should be to produce some pots. She says, and all God did is show me that the world was full of crack pots. By the way, her name is Jill Austin. She's gone to be with Jesus. But you know, these things that God does, when you least expect it, when you need that boost, that's the specialty of the Holy Spirit.
For you tonight, Romans 8:1 is giving you a new freedom that you can be yourself. And you don't have to worry about the critics, because there'll be a few more. If the pattern of my past is any different than yours, well, I pray that maybe I was one that could give you a path, but that's perfectly free. But in my experience, it doesn't always work that way. There are seasons of freedom, and then there's seasons of testing. Amen?
Amen.
So be aware of these things, and be aware that God will use different individuals that will be important to you. Jill Austin had a special place in my heart because I saw what God did with her, and she was an intense speaker. She became a gift because she would talk about the incredible breaking of the walls that God had done through her ministry in these broken pots all over the world. And she says, God put him back on his wheel and returned him again and made him into something new. And that's what he wants to do with you and me, or me and you. So don't give up on yourself. Don't pound yourself into the ground by putting condemnation that really doesn't belong there. By giving yourself the freedom to be a human being with problem areas. How many of you have a few problem areas? Thank you. Say, they belong to who?
Jesus.
They belong to Jesus. And he will burn them up when it's time. His fire has not gone off the altar. Where's the altar? If you've learned nothing else, I pray the feast has given you an understanding that his throne room is right here. And you can't do it all right away. And he's got loads of patience. And he'll impart it to you as you go forward.
Now close your eyes and put your hand on the throne. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
To rule and reign.
To rule and reign.
Through me.
Through me.
And anything that comes my way.
And anything that comes my way.
Trying to accuse.
Trying to accuse.
Trying to find fault.
Trying to find fault.
Trying to throw guilt at me. I will not accept it. St. Paul's message by God's grace
is the truth. His grace is sufficient for me. And I will keep on trucking.
And trucking.
Until I get to the place that I am totally crucified
and nailed to the cross.
All that flesh stuff. He is going to burn it up.
It's not my job to put it on the fire.
Even that's been done already.
Even that's been done already.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I again,
agree with God's word.
There is no condemnation
to myself
because I am in Christ Jesus.
I'm in the body of Christ.
And he is ruling and reigning.
And healing me as well.
Because
he already paid the price.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I got, yeah.